Good morning. It's January 23rd, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. And today's title is Empathy. Nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care. Theodore Roosevelt. Mine is a sailing family and always has been. For four generations, we've been sailing off the coast of Maine on Penobscot Bay. Our little ones have all been pictured at the helm of one boat or another, clinging to the wheel, before they could even walk with a steady gait. When I was in my late 40s, having practiced obstetrics by then for 15 years, my father, my older brother, and I had all decided to sail to an offshore island about 30 miles from our cove, anchor there, and spend the night. When we set out, it was a beautiful, crisp, sunny, early July morning with a steady southwest breeze of 12 to 15 knots. We made excellent time, had the perfect sail, arrived at our destination, anchored, cooked dinner, and had a fun evening exchanging stories over the meal and then coffee. We bunked down early as the night chill set in. The plan was to cook an early breakfast on the mooring and head back about mid-morning. We awoke to pea soup fog and not a breath of wind. After a quick breakfast of oatmeal and coffee, we weighed anchor under motor and moved out of the sheltered anchorage to the body of the bay, where we immediately encountered four-foot rollers. The boat pitched relentlessly as our course took us directly into the waves. And then something happened that had never happened to me. I got seasick. I struggled to the bow so as not to vomit in the cockpit, where I proceeded to hang an arm and a leg over the gunwale, dry heaving off and on for the next 6 hours. I remember thinking that even in July, you can only live in the water for 15 minutes or so in Maine, and that if I just pushed over the edge, this would all be over in no time. Then I had the real epiphany. What if my pregnant patients felt like this? OMG. I returned to Dallas a week later, and the first patient I saw was one of those unfortunates, still with morning sickness at 32 weeks. I related the story above and told her that I finally understood what she was going through. She looked up from the exam table and said, "Really? How long did you say you were sick again?" I answered, "For over 6 hours." She responded with a weak smile, "Oh, I misheard you. I thought you said 6 months." Maybe I didn't quite understand what walking a mile in her shoes was all about after all. Empathy is the ability to mentally identify with another person and so fully comprehend their outlook. Martin Luther King said, "Pity is feeling sorry for someone. Empathy is feeling sorry with someone." The Bible is full of references to empathy. Paul tells us to rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Romans 12:15, ESV. Peter tells us to have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind. 1 Peter 3:8, ESV. Christ says the entire law and prophets is summed up in this: do to others what you would have them do to you. Matthew 7:12, NIV. But remember this above all: Christ is the ultimate empathizer. As we are told in Philippians 2, Christ, being part of the Trinity, could have simply imposed his will on mankind. Instead, he humbled himself and took the form of the lowliest of men, took the nature of a servant, was tempted but never succumbed, and was obedient even unto death. Jesus experienced our feelings, dilemmas, temptations, joys, sorrows, pains, and loss. In short, he gets it. Our God is an awesome God indeed, but also one who knows what you're going through and will stay right there beside you. That's empathy. Lord, let your Holy Spirit reveal opportunities to empathize with others. We know that walking in another's shoes is the only way to fully understand their perspective and thus love them the way that they need to be loved. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.